Hi, this is Nick with the Family Gamers. We're on the Gen Con floor here with Alan Chang from Make and Roll. How are you doing today?
Hi, thanks. Good, thanks.
So what's been the most exciting part of Gen Con so far for you?
Seeing all the fans that have gotten the games previously and coming by and saying hi. That's been great. Yeah.
And then where are you guys from?
Australia.
Oh, no kidding. How was your flight over here? How long was your flight?
21 and a half hours.
Yeah. So have you gotten used to the time zone change yet?
I have. Some of our other friends who came over with us haven't yet.
Haven't yet? Yeah. So tell me a little bit about Make and Rule, who you guys are and what you guys are all about.
So we are based in Australia. We're a board game publisher, and we make a variety of different games, family games all the way to hobby sort of, you know, hardcore games.
Okay, yeah. So let's start with some of the family games, since we're a family gamer podcast. What are some of the family games you guys publish?
So we've done Robots and Rockets, Lightspeed, and Ninja Dojo Fight, and we'll have a Super Ninja Dojo Fight that will be coming out very soon.
So can you tell me about the robots games?
So we've got Robots and Rockets and Robots and Rockets Lightspeed. So Robots and Rockets is a, what do you call it? It's a game about robot space tourism, about robots wanting to go to different planets. And you're sort of trying to allocate these robots to different destinations around. So that's Robots and Rockets. Robots and Rockets Lightspeed's about building the rockets. So they are set in the same universe, but plays differently.
Okay. So and what's the entry age on these games?
Robots and Rockets, I believe it's 9. Sorry, it's let me check on that. It's 8 and up for Robots and Rockets, and it is 7 and up for Lightspeed.
Okay. And then would you say there's some educational value to these games as well? You know, being a game, as you know, gaming parents, we like to try to sneak in the educational elements of the game. What kind of educational elements do these games have?
So in both games, there are allocations. So there are a number of, for Robots and Rockets, it's about the availability of seats that you have, and you have to allocate equal numbers to them. So there's a math element involved. So with Lightspeed, it's similar. So you have to build rockets. The player with the who has placed a rocket part, that is the it has a number on it. So say if this rocket part is a 3, then you need to make sure that the number of rockets underneath that you've stacked is equal to 3 in total. So there's a sort of there's also a math element involved in that.
Okay,
too.
And I see a little bit of science too, obviously, for the robots as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
We love robots. I'm a huge robot fan. So we put the kids to bed. Tell me about some of the more adult age level kind of games.
So we have made quite a few. So we've got Skyward and Entropy, the two that are smaller box games that we have, all the way ranging up to bigger games like Smiths of Winterforge and Hand of Fate Ordeals, which is bigger box experiences.
So what's your newest bigger box release that you have out? Or anything you're featuring here at Gen Con that you like to talk about?
So just released to retail is Smiths of Winterforge. That is available, and one that's coming available for demoing is Hand of Fate Ordeals, and it's based on the video game Hand of Fate Ordeals that's available on PlayStation, Xbox, and Steam, and all that.
Very
yeah.
Cool. Oh, neat. We're sitting here in front of a nice big banner and an open table here. Tell me a little bit about this game for the folks that are listening to this. This is called Hand of Fate.
Yeah. So Hand of Fate is a genre mashup of two different themes. So we have, and it's a RPG game, but it has deck building elements. So the game features, it's called a game of life and death. So there's a lot of player death in the game, but you're not out of the game. You respawn back in town and you sort of move your way up again. So there's an element of difficulty built into the gameplay. But there's different game modes, so you can play competitively or cooperatively with your friends and family.
Okay. And then so tell me a little bit about yourself. How are you involved with Rule and Make?
So I'm involved. I'm a creative director of the company, and I'm the one who comes up with the ideas and greenlight them. And I let other people sort of help, you know, see it to fruition.
So yeah. What would you say is about what's your favorite part of your job?
Being able to work with a bunch of really awesome, talented people that are much more awesome and talented than I am. And I get to sort of, you know, work with them on some amazing projects.
Oh, okay. How did you get introduced in board gaming?
Good question. Let's see.
Let's put our time, go back in the time machine here.
I think it was Resistance. So the Resistance got me into the game, into the industry, I believe. Yeah. So I was really into board games, but never really delve in. That's not true. I mean, I played Magic the Gathering, like so many people back in the day. And I sort of lost interest of the of Magic the Gathering when I went to university. And only when I wanted something that's more social that I can play with my friends, Resistance sort of came aboard and really got into that game. And from there on, I just kept doing it and wanted to make my own. So that sort of led to publishing.
Oh, that's awesome. Very cool. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time and sitting with us today. And we're going to hope your fans will come check you out. And actually, where can we find you guys online?
You can find us on ruleandmake.com. That's all in words.
Okay. Yeah. And are you guys on social media as well?
Yeah, so facebook.com/ruleandmake and @ruleandmake on Twitter.
All right, well, thank you so much for taking the time to sit with us today.
Thank you.